Rebag is a luxury resale marketplace. They have a curated collection of investment-worthy bags, watches, and fine jewelry. Each piece is carefully vetted and verified by experts. You can buy and sell finds from the world's top brands, including Hermès, Chanel, and Cartier. Head to Rebag.com to get 10% off your first purchase with code REBAG10. That's Rebag.com to get 10% off your first purchase with code REBAG10.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to the U Up Podcast. I'm Jared Freed.
I'm Jordana Abraham.
Great to be back.
It is. our beginning opening is always very exciting.
Very pumped up. It's good to see you again.
It's good to see you, too.
We haven't taped in a while. For the listeners at home, you know, come get behind the curtain. We do, you know, a couple, and then we'll get back together.
Yeah, we've all got, you know, things going on, but we make it a priority to be here
for you guys. You're the CEO. What are you, president, CEO? What would you
refer to yourself? I'm a chief of content.
Chief of content?
Chief of content.
A cock?
I don't really know what the fuck that means.
COC?
I don't know. Yeah, I'm a cock. I don't really even know what the fuck that means, but here I am.
But
you've got
other things to do.
Yeah, this is one of my favorite things I do all week, though.
That's so sweet. I was just in an audition. I came from an audition. You know who I was in the audition room with?
Who?
These audition rooms are like the weirdest things ever because it's all people that look like you or they're all people that are like doing different things, whatever. I'm sitting there. I'm like, oh, man, I'm such a loser. I'm sitting in this waiting room. All of a sudden, Lewis Black walks in.
Oh, cool.
And I was like, holy shit. And I looked at it. I was like, if he can be here, I can fucking be here. And then I just started studying my notes even more.
That's great.
It was more inspiring.
Of course, you can be there.
Else.
I've never put myself out there enough to be in any audition room. So
yeah, well, that's the thing. It's not that I don't think I'm above.
Never
it.
Been vulnerable enough to do. No, it's like a very cool thing. I think you're hustling. You're
hustling.
Out there. Yeah, I hate that term, but like, it's true.
It's you know why we hate that term? Because I think, and I feel the same way.
It shows that you like give a shit a little bit.
giving a shit. No, I think the people who use it suck.
Right.
You don't trust that they actually hustled. You just trust that they've written hustle.
I think of like a con artist businessman like
totally.
Out on the town.
Like if someone says I'm out here hustling. You're like, oh yeah, no, you're not.
Exactly.
You've wrote
you
a
have
hashtag.
To say it. It ain't so.
It's listen. Ain't that the truth? I'm back from Aruba. I was in Aruba. Got some sun. Did
you look
show.
Very tan. I'm very jealous.
I feel
it's
good.
One thing anyone knows about me. It's that I have a lot of tan envy.
You love tans.
I love the sun. I like being in the sun. And yeah, I think I look way better tan. So I always get a little jealous when anyone around me is a little darker. If someone compliments them on their tan, I'm usually like the tannest.
Yeah.
So I get like a little competitive.
It's a tough day for you today then.
It is.
J-Train but
trying
to tan game.
Trying to control myself. It's February.
Yeah.
I'm trying to just help myself.
This is your lightest you'll ever be.
Make myself feel better.
Well,
yeah.
I wanted to tell a story because here's the thing. Okay, when you first hook up with someone, there's this like weirdness of the first hookup.
Yeah.
You know, like you first get in touch with that. So I wanted to tell this story. I might have hooked up.
Okay? Let's hear it.
I hooked up, but here's the problem. Okay, let me let the women know about a man issue. And this is a very specific man issue. Okay, while I was in Aruba, I did some masturbation.
Right.
Okay?
Yeah, I hear that happens.
Yeah.
Unless you're the girl from one of the recent episodes who doesn't allow her the boyfriend to watch porn.
Yeah, I'm not with that girl.
Yeah.
I had some me time there because you had a lot of time on your hands.
Yeah.
Okay. And I did the shows at night and then during the day, like, I would do what I would do here, but there's a beach and I would go jump in the water and then come back to my room and type or do whatever.
Lay
I was
out
doing.
A little bit.
And then, light a candle and let's go with, little J Train, and have a little me time.
Right.
So I think I got a little carried away over the course of the trip. I think
so you had a good time.
I had a little too much me time.
You went on a honeymoon with yourself.
Basically, that's what happened.
Essentially.
So I essentially went on a honeymoon with myself. And I get like throughout the trip, I think I was, there's a nice shower.
Yeah.
The beach.
Where were you staying?
The Marriott. Like
oh,
it was nice. Yeah.
When I used to go to Aruba. I loved Aruba when I was a kid. Before my parents got divorced, we used to go to Aruba all the time, family vacations.
Okay.
But we had so many people. I have like 8 siblings, so we would stay at the Holiday Inn, which was coincidentally the same one that Natalie Holloway got like kidnapped from. So good memories
of
Aruba.
One of the rules in Aruba when you do the shows is you cannot mention that her name shall not be mentioned.
Really?
Yeah, that's one of those things.
She's the main Aruba thing.
That's the saddest part about one of the saddest parts of Aruba. a girl died. But
the second saddest thing about that whole story
is that the tourism for that island was hurt by such a thing, and they're nice people that work down there. So
no, they're great. Rupa's amazing.
It's a great island, and it's direct flights, people. Let's get real, okay?
This when is you're not sponsored by the Aruba Tourism Board. And
Natalie. FYI, for those of you listening in the car ride from the airport from Cancun to Tulum for 2 hours.
Yeah. Go to Aruba next time.
Yeah, you fucked up because of Instagram. So yeah,
I'm sorry, go on.
So I had a little too much me time, and the weather, and now every girl's going to roll their eyes at me. The moisture in the air is different in Aruba than it is here. So
is it more humid?
Little humidity.
Okay.
So my the peen game, when I'm rubbing, the friction between my hand and the penis created like a rug burn on my penis because of the different in like humidity and all this. And I've been tested. Okay. I go to the doctor. I do all that shit. But I, you know, so by the end of the trip, I had this like thumb mark on my penis.
It's like an equivalent of a hickey. You give yourself a hickey.
I gave myself a penis hickey.
Right.
So I come back and the weather's changed. I keep mentioning the weather because that's my like theory is that like it's like when your lip cracks when you go from like Florida, New York to Florida.
It's the stress of the flying and the airplane germs.
it's the dryness.
Right.
It's the dryness from you've gone from wet to dry.
Okay.
Okay. If we've lost all our listeners by now, I'll be very upset. I think this is a worthwhile story.
It's getting there.
So it's getting there. So I get back and, you know, I have this meeting with a lady. And
a sexual meeting,
and this is, you know, and I had to like explain what's going, like I can't use, you know, the penis is out.
Oh, you were like out of commission.
I can't. Wow. And then they're like, well, what's wrong with you? What, you know, you have AIDS obviously. And I'm like, no, I have a thumbprint. I have a dick hickey. Okay. And they're like, well, what are you talking about? And I'm like, I was like so embarrassed about it because like I'm hooking up. I have to stop. I'll hold, you know, I have to tell this story that sounds like a lie.
Right.
Like, how would you take it? You know, like I'm wondering.
Yeah, I mean, from the guy's it sounds point of view, like a little bit of bullshit, but like,
but how could I even come up with such a story?
I might have to see it. I mean, I'm not like if I were not right now. If I were like dating the person,
I showed it off. Yeah, I was okay. Like, look it.
Okay, so you proved it.
And I was like, it does hurt. It does. Look, it's the shape of my thumb.
Right.
That's my grip.
Okay.
You know,
have you recovered?
I'm recovering.
Okay.
You know, listen, this isn't, you know, Rome wasn't built in a day. But I did have this.
And
like,
you've never been with this person before. So.
Well, I'm just saying, yeah. And it's like, you know, I'm imagining them going to their friends and being like, hey, he just went down on me and then like wouldn't do anything else. And like, and then the friends being like, why? And it's like, well, what do you say? And like, I'm just imagining the third story.
Right. Her
like
telling the story,
being like, well, you know, the different climate and then all of them rolling their eyes at the same time.
You should have just spun that into something like super romantic. See, that's why guys, if they really knew what woman, you should have just not initiated the sex and just been like, I just really want to get to know you better.
Then I got to get to know her.
Yeah, we'd love
you've
that.
You opened up a whole nother Pandora's
box. We'd love that.
Box.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah, but that you're either way, you're not like you'd rather just do something sexual.
But it is funny that first sexual. Well, it's not that I would rather. It's more that we're at hookup alley, right, and we have to walk in. We have to walk in, or else I need to explain why.
Or you
for the
could,
first
right,
hookup. It's not like we've been together like years, and I could be like, listen, I went away. I masturbated 700 times. I have a, you know, a fucking thumbprint. And then be like, we know each other. You know me. You know I have nothing.
Yeah.
You know, disease-wise.
I'm saying what your move should have been, though, is to just not even address it. Just buy some time by doing some, like, non-bedroom activities. Do a little kiss and cuddle.
I hear what you're talking
about.
Girls
fucking love that.
I
missed opportunity.
We basically did. I kiss and cuddled her vagina. And then
that sounds lovely. It's all about the spin. You always say that. It's all about the spin.
It is the spin. And women do love the story. But I do. I thought that me opening up and being vulnerable about that.
No, that's sweet too.
Is being like, hey, listen, I'm down. I'm just letting you know that like I got this thing going on down there. You know,
you're very open with her and the rest of our listeners
and the millions of listeners.
Yeah.
That we have tuning in every. And let's talk about the listeners now that I've told my story. Yeah. What do you so from?
I feel like the listeners don't feel like we tell them to rate, subscribe, and review enough.
Oh, I haven't told them. Let me tell you right now. This is a free podcast every week. If you haven't rate, reviewed, and subscribed, you're fucking us.
Yeah.
You're literally.
You better do it.
You're taking my thumbprint penis and you're hitting it right in the nuts.
Seriously.
That's a shot to the nuts.
It is. And if you haven't, if you're wondering why our opening song is now different, it is because we received this email, which, Jared, do you want to read it?
I'll read it.
Okay.
And also, this is an email that I was very happy to get because I like the width of our audience. Not just guys and girls listening.
Not just straight people listening.
You know, we don't have cis.
We've got divorced people, old people, young people.
Gays, straights, lesbians, the trans, the whole, every community. All the colors of the crayon box.
Yeah, relationships are for everyone.
So, but before we get into this email, we did change the music, and we're going to tell you why in 2 seconds. But go rate, review, and subscribe. And take a screenshot of you listening right now and tag Jordana and I on Instagram or Snapchat or wherever you like to put up your stuff. And let people know you're listening.
Do it. Just our full names.
That's all it is. So, hey there. Let me start off by saying that I'm a huge fan of the podcast You Up, I've the Betches. I discovered the podcast through the many Betches Instagram stories just a couple weeks ago and started binge listening immediately. I'm a gay man living in Vancouver, British Columbia, Canada. Love it. I appreciate the frank discussion about online dating, the reality of dating in a world where everyone is online, and the foray into sex and the heterosexual world. But there's more. So the other night, I'm getting ready to rub one out. Him and I are on the same page.
Yeah,
you've
been having the same schedule this month.
I wonder if he uses lube like I should have. I found this really great clip with two hot guys that I'd never seen before. Just as the two dudes are about to get raunchy, the cheesy porno music cues up. I usually don't pay attention. However, this time the music sounded familiar. I laughed out loud as I was like, if it's anything, it's from that Betches podcast. I run for my phone and cue up the most recent episode of Betches You Up podcast, and sure enough, I timed it perfectly and the music was in sync. I don't know if you will still see the humor in it as I do. However, I'm still laughing that the podcast that gives out dating advice, sex tips, and can be overall blatantly sexual has a theme song featured in a gay porno. Love it. Keep up the great work. Look forward to your new podcast each week now that I have finally got caught up. Wow.
That was, I love that email because it's like,
perfect.
It's perfect. It's like, notice something that we didn't notice. Thank you. We've since changed the opener.
I mean, only not because we were running away from the gay community, but the porn community.
We are not porn, although we will talk about anything.
Yes.
You guys have questions.
But the music, I thought
it was a little weird. I'm glad we changed it up anyway.
You ever notice porn music in your porn? You ever notice the music?
I don't watch a ton of porn.
No?
To be honest.
No. Why not?
I don't know. I'm just more of an imagination girl.
What are you thinking of?
What are you imagining? Girls are different. They think of guys they've been with. They don't think of strangers.
So you're thinking of someone specific?
Yeah.
Okay. Let's say your boyfriend asks you who or what you're thinking of. You're thinking of him?
No, I think honestly.
That's what you're telling.
What? No, I really think girls, I think they think of like the people they're dating. I think that when they're getting off on their own, thinking, because it's like there's an emotional aspect to it. They're much more like less removed from sex than I think men can be. So it's much more about, I mean, at least for me personally, I'm not speaking for every girl. I don't know about the fantasies of most people, but I think they think of like a really hot time that the two of you have had together, or a hot time that you've already had with a different guy. I think that like, we're not really, for me at least, I don't really enjoy like watching other people have sex. I'd watch myself have sex.
You would?
Yeah, I'd prefer that.
Really?
Yeah, it's like personal.
Nothing I want to see less.
I don't like watching it. I don't enjoy watching sports. But
you want to play.
But I'm down to play.
There's not a thing I would want to see less than me crouched over some, you know, fucking chick.
Really? You never had sex in front of a mirror?
Yeah, I've done that, but I don't know. The video, seeing myself, I'd just be embarrassed for myself. I can't even listen to my own stand-up clips. I can't even listen to those.
Well, I mean,
like hearing that noise, you know, like.
To each their own, I think. I don't know. I haven't really sampled a lot of women on this topic, so I don't know. Maybe it's just me.
I've met both. I know what you're talking about.
Yeah.
I do agree. I mean, I've heard every woman says the same thing of like how it's an emotional mindset.
The more personal it is for me, the more like into it I get. It's it's like the more like just blatant. I feel like for me, it's like such a mind body experience to separate them really doesn't do much for me.
See, I would say for a lot of guys, and I've probably said this on here a lot, is just we just want different and weird.
Right.
We go. And we want to, like, come back to you and huddle into your arms.
And the safety of that. The normalcy. Right, yeah.
But every guy has masturbated, I call it the hat trick when you do it three times on a Sunday. You've gotten to that third time, and then you shut your computer, and you're like, I need to go speak to an, you know.
To a real human.
A human being. I need to get out of this fucking, what have I just done?
Yeah, no, my boyfriend doesn't share the same thoughts about, I'm like, oh, do you just, like, pull up my profile picture? He's like, no.
No, I
like,
wouldn't
you're
do.
You're not involved in that at all.
Yeah, there is. I have masturbated to the thought of experiences with certain girls I've been with, but right. I also, but more likely than not, I'm going to a planet that's not like this planet.
Right.
I'm going to a world unknown to you, and I am looking to get away from you, and I'm saving you from this world.
I'm okay with that. Yeah. But
like your boyfriend is saving you from being, having to witness this horrible planet he goes to. Right before he comes.
I'm fine with that. I think that men should be able to experience some diverse experiences. And if it's like on TV, that's a separate enough thing. Or on a computer. I don't know what year this is. Whatever
on
the deal
VHS.
Is. Yeah, but it's like in that scene. I always think of that scene, I Love You, Man. Where Paul Rudd is like, where Jason Segel's making fun of Paul Rudd for masturbating to a picture of his own girlfriend.
Yeah, that is something I would make fun of a friend for.
Yeah.
But, I mean, listen, to each their own. Mm-hmm. And also, we had the porn discussion earlier, you know, where the girl wrote in that she wasn't allowing it to happen. And I got so many messages being like, fuck that chick. And I feel bad because it's like, you know, I understand where the idea of like, oh my God, it's someone else. But it's like also like this is a fake virtual reality
like, I think,
world.
I think like we've said before, like for me, it's much more less about a sexual thing and much more like I would be much more upset with like someone having like a very intimate conversation with someone from the opposite sex rather than like imagining in their brain.
Well,
like,
let's say for your example, that would hurt me as a guy. Mm-hmm. If I found out, like, the girl I was dating was masturbating to the thought of a past boyfriend.
Right.
I'd be like, what did he do that I can replicate? What am I missing?
Mm-hmm.
What about that old dude am I missing? That would be my first thought.
Well, it could be, I think girls masturbate to their own boyfriends currently, too. Again, I don't think it's about, like, the person. It's about, like, the sexual experience that you personally had.
Totally hear
like,
that.
Like, maybe you had, like, you know, it was like almost like a time and place thing, like that particular moment. I don't think it's about
the person or the personality.
Right, like the person's personality or they're like so great.
I hear you, but that is one of those things I would keep to myself. I am saying as a guy, we are so built on this like false ego.
Right.
You know, that's why I don't want to watch myself fuck.
Like, why? It's you.
In my porno videos when I'm having sex, I'm dunking. And then if I had to watch the reality, it'd be me getting 2 inches off the ground. You know, I wouldn't want to, you know, not to say
well,
that I'm doing
fine.
That's
because you're your own worst critic, but I'm sure like to an outsider.
But this is what I'm saying. This is why I wouldn't want to watch. I don't think like that's why I want to watch the pros go at it.
Right.
As opposed to me, the amateur.
It's more fun if you're in the game, I think, you know.
I hear it. I'm just saying, you know, but if I came to my girlfriend and she was like, yeah, I just rubbed one out to Julio.
Yeah, but you know, I mean, would you rather
Aruba,
it be like to Brad Pitt?
Wouldn't mind. I'd be more. The Brad
that.
Pitt thing would be so far removed from what I'm dealing with
because they can't get with Brad
not even
Pitt.
That they can't. That I mean, me like I got. There's not even. We're not even playing in the same planets. That's a planet thing to me.
Got it.
There's no better feeling than spinning around in a salon to see your hair looking absolutely perfect. But it feels impossible to keep up that same look at home. Thanks to Vegamore, sticking to my hair routine has never been easier, and I'm finally seeing the shinier, healthier looking hair I've always wanted. It's like I'm salon fresh every time. I have hair that is pretty thin and hard for me to grow. So I love the hair serum. I love that I can put it in wet hair or dry hair. It doesn't make my hair feel oily. It's a super lightweight serum. I just like the way it feels in my hair. And I love that I'm helping my hair to be healthier and I'm helping it to grow, which are two things I've struggled with for a long time. I am super pumped because I love, love, love these products. Vegan More products are 100% cruelty-free and are never formulated with potentially harmful chemicals like parabens or hormones. When it comes to seeing results, the key is consistency. For best results, use for a minimum of 3 months for visibly fuller, healthier, and thicker looking hair. When I sign up for a monthly subscription, I can get one bottle or three bottles sent. Plus, I save more and I never run low on the products I need to take care of my hair. Elevate your hair wellness routine this year with Vegamore. For a limited time, get 20% off your first subscription order by going to vegamore.com/UUP and use code UUP at checkout. That's vegamore.com/UUP, code UUP to save 20% on your first order. vegamore.com/UUP, code UUP. You guys know I'm a huge fan of Skims, and with warmer weather coming, I recently tried out one of their t-shirts. Skims makes the best basics and foundations, so it's no surprise that it's the best fitting tee I've ever worn. Finding the perfect t-shirt can be such a challenge, whether it's the fit or the quality, but with Skims, they make the most flattering shirts for everyone. I love anything that Skims makes. They have like the most incredible material. I have the soft, smoothing, seamless t-shirt in Onyx. It is so amazing. It has like amazing versatility. I wear it to dress up. I wear it to dress down. I just wore it to the airport. It was like a great shirt to wear that was like super comfy on the plane, but also super flattering. And I also tried the cotton jersey t-shirt. As cotton t-shirts go, it is incredible. It's honestly like a step up for any other cotton t-shirt that I own. It hits me at all of the right places and it fits like a dream. Skims t-shirts are made with innovative technology while always keeping style and comfort in mind. From crop silhouettes to long sleeve layering tees, Skims has something for every fit and every body. Shop the Skims t-shirt shop at skims.com, now available in sizes extra, extra small to 4X. If you haven't yet, be sure to let them know we sent you. After you place your order, select podcast in the survey and select our show in the drop-down menu that follows.
All right, so our topic today is about when you should add people on social media when you're dating them. So it's kind of like fueled by this question that we got. I'll read the question. Hey guys, big fan of the podcast. My roommate and I love to listen to it together. My question is, I have been hooking up with a guy I met at a bar for a little over a month. He's a little older than me, as he's 25 and I'm 20. So the dynamic is kind of weird. Like, we literally just hook up and kind of avoid talking. Yeah. I added him on Snapchat a few weeks ago and he never accepted.
Modern love affair.
I added him on Snapchat. He never accepted. I thought it was strange and figured he just didn't use it. But when I was over there, I saw him get notifications from Snap. Now I feel so awkward about it. Like, I don't want to bring it up, but it's just weird. What does this mean? Like, is he just solely interested in hooking up and doesn't want to be on the social media level? I'm confused because he keeps asking it to hang out every week. So I don't know why he wouldn't just add me back. Thanks for your help.
Would you be weirded out by this?
By a guy not
accepting you on Snap?
If he's actively using it, I would assume he just wants to hook up. Another thought I had when reading this was that this guy might have a girlfriend.
Interesting. Yeah. That might be the case.
Yeah.
I know is, we have to start. This email, I read it too, and I had like that first thought of like, we have to start including social media connections on the list of things that make us closer with someone. Like, we want to believe that these are nothing things, but they're things. Like,
that's what I'm saying. I think that's why I think that you shouldn't rush to it.
Yes, exactly. Right. But I think the first notion is to go, it's stupid, whatever. It's just Snapchat. It's just this. It's just Facebook. It's just Instagram.
Right.
It's not just anything. It's a real thing that we're dealing with in our everyday. If you look at something every day, it's a big part of your life.
Yeah. I think if you have if you're dating someone and they don't like any of your Instagram pictures, that sounds really stupid, but it's like not.
It is very not. Right. And the first instinct is to minimize because it's vulnerable to maximize.
Right.
When you minimize it, you go, well, that's not important to me. Look at me. I'm cool and I'm above it. But most of us aren't above it. So this girl who's 20 dating the 25-year-old, she's right to be noticing.
Right.
Like, her first instinct was to email us, which is thank you, UUP@Betches.com. but she might not bring this up to the brunch table because
it sounds, when you say it out loud, it sounds a little stupid, but it's not.
It's absolutely right. not. So like when we talk about like, oh, he met my parents or she met my parents, we're like, oh, that's a big deal. But when we were like, oh yeah, we just started following each other on Instagram. We're like, so, but that's more of a big deal than when I heard that this guy wasn't accepting her on Snap. Yes. Yet he uses Snap. When I do that, specifically me,
okay,
and I'm a lot like most of the guys, I'm Joe average.
Right.
That's me taking my arm and stiff arming her. That's making sure we're not as close as she, because that's
you're letting her know subtly that you're not looking for anything.
I don't want to be close to you. Because right. the closer we get on social media, the closer that we get. And the reason that, you know, when you say, oh, this isn't a big deal, then you're not letting the reality be the reality.
Right.
And the reality is that anytime you connect with someone, Snap, Instagram, Facebook,
those are ways of reminding of like making sure you're somewhat peripherally at least in that person's life.
Totally. And tying yourself to that person right. more and seeing when they don't like your shit and when they do like your shit. And like, you know, I put it on the list like exchange numbers, follow on Instagram, Facebook friends that meet parents.
Okay, yeah. I think Facebook friends is like a big one.
Facebook friends is a big one.
Yeah. When my boyfriend friended me, I knew we were going somewhere.
Really? Yeah. Well, I mean, that's the thing. But it's true.
Well,
You're right.
Like, it's like people don't really Facebook friend each other. Like, now the Instagram is the new like casual Facebook friend request. Like, I feel like back in the when Facebook was more popular, it was like everyone was friending everyone. Yeah. And now it's kind of like I almost forget that Facebook exists, but it's weird to like be dating someone seriously and not be their Facebook friend.
If I was to level it, if I was to say, okay, I met a girl on an app,
right.
okay, we go on a first date, the levels of my connections, it would start at, we'd exchange numbers.
Right.
And then it might move to Snapchat because phone number can help you search.
For that.
For
right.
that. And then it would go to Instagram because that follow would be like an admission of liking them. And then it would go to Twitter.
Okay, I'm not on Twitter personally.
I'm a big Twitter guy. I love a Twitter. I'll be searching for you on Twitter.
So you can judge their tweets?
Yeah, I want to know what the fuck you're talking about. You know, I want to know what you're live tweeting to 10 people.
Right.
So I would go to Twitter, and then Facebook would be like 6 months later.
Right, that's what I'm saying. Yeah. Facebook is like only when it's like weird to be like so deep that you're not Facebook friends.
Yeah, and I think hearing us talk about it, if you're out there right now being like, when does these things happen? Just know that that's basically the progression.
Right. Like I think you add someone on Facebook when it's like, okay, it's weird that we're not Facebook friends at this point.
Yeah, it has to get weird first.
Right.
I'm thinking of people in my life, and I'm like, yeah, there's people that have made that jump and others that haven't.
Right.
You know?
Once they're your friend. It's weird because you think, I mean, like, Facebook you think of as like a less important social media thing, but it's really like it's the only one where it has to be kind of mutual too.
I saw someone tweet this and I wish I could give him credit, but it was like, that's the one we do the least but check first.
Yeah,
you know, like that's your Google for people.
Right. It is, because it gives you like a whole rundown of everything,
mutual
going
friends
on. Right.
How much they let out there,
their past,
what GoFundMe that he thought was a good idea.
If they're a total fucking freak.
Yeah. I mean, there's Facebook profiles that I've ran away from.
Yeah. Some of them are like, you can, especially sometimes someone's choice of profile picture, because that's the biggest profile picture of all the
That's the top.
Things. It's the one that's like physically will come up the largest.
Yeah.
And sometimes I'm just like, I can't believe, I'm judging you because you chose that as your...
Really?
As your main picture.
See, I'm more judgy of like, what are the things they're putting out to family and friends?
Okay.
Is there 700 causes?
Yeah, that's a lot.
That I now have to be a part of if we hypothetically
are they commenting
date.
On every single... Are they well, commenting? I mean, you're a comedian. So
are they raging about something?
Right.
I don't want to be with a Facebook rager.
Yeah, a rage statuser?
Yeah. I don't want to be with a Facebook rager.
Because you can bet that I'll turn into a rage text and it'll be directed right at you.
Right at you. You'll get caught in the crossfire. But I do... So, I mean, all these things we talk about a lot, like what is your face to the world? That's your social media face.
Right. I also feel like sometimes guys will add me on social media, like when I was single, like too soon.
Oh, yeah.
And it's like, I don't, because then you can't really not follow them back. And if you don't follow them back, it's kind of a message, but it's like, I don't really know where this is going. I don't really want to commit to like having to like see all your shit. I prefer to like keep you in like our... So I don't need to know what you're doing when I'm not seeing you.
Well,
yet.
This brings up another topic. Timing matters. Mm-hmm. Guys will follow you on Instagram to see what the fuck is up.
Right.
We'll follow before we'll go on a date.
I know. Right. Yeah. Yeah. I think that's... I mean, it's fine. I don't mind so much people following me, sure. But I feel like it's kind of rude to not follow back. And I would prefer to know less until like I'm like really seeing the person.
Well, yeah. Because guys want to know more. We want to know if the pictures on the
You want
to
know about the pictures, right. We're like more and more about like the emotional masturbation of this, which we're bringing back again, where it's like, oh, like this is what he's doing. Oh, and he like, we didn't hang out on Saturday. I guess like that's where he was on Saturday. And like,
it's just so funny because
or, like it looks like his parents have a house in, you know, in the Hamptons. Like that'll be nice for us once we're, you know what I mean? You start like envisioning all this shit that like, that you don't need to know yet.
It's funny that like back to masturbation again. It's funny that you're painting that picture and guys are purely following just to beat off.
Right. Yeah. I'm saying we're masturbating too emotionally where we're like, you're seeing his past pictures and thinking about what it, like what it will show of like your future pictures as a couple.
It's so funny how different that is. Cause I just know that if I'm following a chick on Instagram, I'm there to see the down and dirty. I want to see what you look like on the beach.
Right.
And then I'm just sitting there watching. So that's like, there's the too early follow guy and then there's the too late follow guy. The too early follow guy is there because he doesn't really want to commit to you. He just wants to keep looking
at
you.
It's a physical thing.
It's a physical thing. Yeah. Too late guy is because he doesn't want to get too attached to you emotionally. So he's trying to hold off that and let you know with this unfollow thing that you have small print in the contract of your relationship.
Right.
And that's kind of what this guy's doing. You know, back to the email where he's like...
And it sounds like they just hook up and he doesn't really... He's not like he's showing in any other way that he's looking for something
Here's the
more.
Other thing about connecting on Snap or Instagram now with the stories feature. That's a way to get caught.
Yeah.
So there's no anonymity. So when you start following on Snap and Instagram, what you play, whether you do this... whether you're outwardly doing this math or not... You are doing the math of, do I want this person seeing when I post a story and knowing where I am at every 5 minutes?
Right. You have to think about what it means for you in addition to what you get to see.
Totally. And these things keep changing as technology keeps pushing where, you know, how quickly someone can see where you are, the more you change how you allow people in your life. So when I post an Instagram story or Snap story, I'm always thinking of like four people.
Right.
Like I'm thinking of the four people that I don't want to know. Will these people get mad?
Am I going to get shit for
posting at this spot or this type of post? Mm-hmm. Last night I posted a selfie. Okay. I posted a selfie and I looked at it and I'm thinking and I was like, this is going to get me one, shit from my friends. Two, there's maybe certain lady people that'll be like, what are you doing?
Right. You're embarrassing them.
You're
third
embarrassing.
Party.
Yeah. Third party. This seems like, and I had one. And so then I woke up in the morning. I had one girl message me, thirst trap. And I deleted it. Cause I was like, oh, there's someone out there that will look at that and go, what are you going for here? And I think we have to admit to the math we're all doing so that when we see these weird things from other people, we know we're not crazy for thinking of. So just like where she sees he doesn't allow her on Snap, that's because he doesn't want you looking at where he is.
Right.
He doesn't want you going, well, why didn't we get together last night? You said you were busy, but it shows that you were drinking with your friends. Yeah, I want to drink with them. I don't want to have to answer that question.
And I actually think about it. He's doing you a favor. If he's not trying to like date you, which it doesn't seem like he does because you literally say that you hook up and you don't even talk. He's doing you a favor because he's not letting you get into that like emotionally masturbatory world.
Totally.
And now you don't have to be analyzing all of his movements because you don't fucking know them.
Well, we always talk about like the guy who's like being the good guy but not being the good guy.
Right.
But
this guy is being the good guy by not being the good guy.
Well, but I agree with this, but a lot of times I've been this guy where I'm like not following you, not going that next step that is not really spoken, but spoken.
Mm-hmm.
This is an unspoken next step that he's not allowing to happen.
Right.
So what girls need to do or people need to do in general is be aware of those fucking walls people are putting up and
right.
and respecting those walls.
Well, that's what I'm saying. This guy is doing a good job of being enough of a dick that this girl should get the hint.
Yeah.
The opposite move, which would be like accepting the Snapchat request, following her on Instagram,
sure.
Talking a lot during their hookups or like saying sweet shit during their hookups. That yeah. gives you the wrong idea. Everything in this email tells me that this is like the nice guy dick who's like, I'm not going to give any signs that I'm looking for anything more than I'm getting.
Yeah.
And for me, this reads very clearly.
Yeah.
This isn't any sort of mixed
this,
message.
This girl
thing.
Not being like, this girl has no, she's on the line right now.
Right.
Of choosing not to get it. A lot okay. of people yeah. make the choice yeah. to not.
Well, that's why she's writing in.
Yeah,
she
yeah.
get
that's
it.
What I'm saying. I'm happy she wrote in. I'm yeah. saying I've been in situations where I put up these walls and then you, like I put up read receipts or red receipts, mm-hmm. however you fucking say it, because people yell at you for saying it wrong. I had red receipts up for a long time, mm-hmm. and that was my way of saying saw it.
Chose not to answer.
Chose not to right. answer. And what people would do in these fucking autistic people who would write you, I saw that you saw it, and it's like, I know.
That's why I have it.
That's why I have it.
That's why it's there.
And I would yeah. end up having to play into their bullshit more often than not. That's why I took away the red receipts.
Right.
Because I was like, oh, I keep having to answer these people who are calling me out when it's like, yeah, that's why I had
you
it.
You put them on so that you would, so that people would know.
No, that, yeah, I saw it. Goodbye.
Right. I have to say, my boyfriend has read receipts.
Okay.
And when I first started.
You say read receipts.
I say read receipts.
So do I.
Is it, I don't, I mean, it's the same
Someone
fucking
was
word.
Like, it's red. And I was like, what
Whatever.
Does it matter? Did
Whatever.
You not get what the fuck I'm talking about?
You understand.
It's
it.
Like when I misspell a word, yeah. so you have to correct me. Did you not get it? Did you think it was Spanish?
Exactly.
So I'm all pumped up now.
He had read receipts.
That hickey dick is pumped up.
I didn't
up.
Really notice, I guess, until like our, after our first date mm-hmm. or whatever. And then I'm like, is this guy like a freak? Like, this is weird. Like,
yeah.
Like, I think I asked a friend. I'm like, is it like a red flag that a guy has read receipts?
Yeah.
It's so weird. But I was kind of like, doesn't he have a friend who's going to tell him that he has this on? Like, if I had this on, I would like freak out.
That's so funny. That happens when you have them on. People wonder
right,
if you know
that you
have
it
on.
It's like,
yeah,
do you know
I fucking
that I know.
Know?
Right,
everyone
yeah.
knows.
But then I realized like,
even my dad asked me once, he was like, do you know those are on? It's
right?
weird.
Even
yeah.
your dad knows it's weird. Yeah. It's a weird social thing to do. But then eventually I was like, oh my, I kind of love it. Like I didn't say anything to him about his like read receipts, I think for like 4 months.
Mm-hmm.
Because I grew to really like it. I was afraid he didn't know and I was going to tell him and he would take it off.
Yeah.
But
because
I loved it.
It's a level of
dating,
honesty.
Yeah,
we don't.
For dating, it was great. Sure. I was like, anytime I say something, like I don't have to wonder if he like read it and just isn't answering. Like now I know when he read it and yeah. like, if it just says delivered, I'm just assuming that he just hasn't read. Then he hasn't read. It's like relieved my anxiety.
How many things has he not read that you've been like, oh, good, he didn't read it yet?
He didn't read it yet?
Because it's funny that you were
like.
Oh,
like in the beginning, like a ton. I was yeah. like, okay, he hasn't answered me for like an hour and a half. Like,
and it was the answer.
Like,
you,
it, right. And
it
then
calmed
I, yeah,
your
and
nerve.
Then I would see it. It says like, it just says delivered. It doesn't say
sure.
read. So I'm like, okay, he's probably taking a nap or something, whatever.
Yeah.
And now I don't care. But like in the beginning, I think it like was a major anxiety reliever for
sure.
me. And I thought he didn't even know. Now, obviously, obviously it was on purpose. But
yeah.
It's
interesting
yeah.
because you see. It's one of those things that calms you, but like they're seeing it on the same schedule anyways, no matter who it is, you know. So,
right.
Like
it's all, like all in my, it's all in my head.
Yeah, 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 yeah. Anyone's head. It's, you know, we all look at those things and we go, okay, good. They didn't see it yet. They haven't gotten to
right.
it. I didn't make a fool of myself yet.
Yeah, I don't have to like anxiously like be freaking out that this person hasn't answered me yet.
I used to be one of those people who thought they didn't have time to prioritize wellness, but I recently came across Allo Moves and now my whole mindset has changed. The app makes it easy to keep my wellness routine on track because they have everything in one place. Yoga, Pilates, fitness classes, mindfulness, self-care tips, healthy recipes, and so much more. To me, living a healthy, mindful life is really about your mindset, and all of the things that Allo Moves have in their app contribute towards a well-balanced, healthy life. It's not just workouts. It's also meditations. It's also fitness classes. It's also yoga. It's things that calm your mind, healthy recipes, just to give you an overall lifestyle pick-me-up. And I think all of these things are equally important to having the healthy life that you want. So that's why I love that you can find it all in one place with Allo Moves. From beginner to advanced, Allo Moves has the flow or class that will fit your schedule. Their classes range from 5 minutes to an hour, depending on what I'm feeling that day. If you're trying to get in a good sweat, then you've got to try their award-winning workouts like sweat-inducing yoga flows, HIIT classes, or Reformer Pilates workouts with or without weights. Or maybe you'd rather find stress relief with meditations, affirmations, face yoga, gua sha, dry brushing, and journaling for those quiet moments. Unlock your personal wellness routine with Allo Moves. Go to allomoves.com now and use their code UUP for an exclusive 30-day free trial and enjoy 20% off an annual membership. That's allomoves.com, code UUP. Allomoves.com, code UUP.
It doesn't have to be expensive to upgrade your wardrobe with luxury quality items. Quince is here to transform the way you shop with a range of high quality items priced within reach. I love what Quince is doing. They're basically taking the expensive label off of the clothing and giving you stuff that's just as good. They have cashmere sweaters, they got jackets, they got everything. I love their socks. Right now, you're pulling socks out of the drawer and you're going, oh, it's that pair again? Get rid of that pair. Treat yourself. Quince. Not just the socks, though. They got everything. 100% Mongolian cashmere sweaters for $50. Organic cotton sweaters, washable silk tops, and timeless 14-karat gold jewelry. The best part, Quince items are priced 50 to 80% less than similar brands. By partnering directly with top factories, Quince cuts out the cost of the middlemen and passes the savings on to us. And Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing practices and premium fabrics and finishes so you can feel good about what you're wearing on every level. Indulge in affordable luxury. Go to quince.com/UUP for free shipping on your order and 365-day returns. That's quince.com/UUP to get free shipping and 365-day returns. quince.com/UUP.
Let's do another email.
Let's do it.
Hey, guys. If you want to send something in, we have how many emails are we getting? A lot.
We're getting like hundreds of emails.
It's great. And yeah. If you have something good, send it in. UUP@Betches.com. UUP@Betches.com. Hey, guys. So I'm writing to see if anyone else has experienced this. And if so, how commonly does this occur? Yes, sometimes guys will masturbate too much and chafe their penis.
Oh, that letter was from Jared. We're gonna read a listener one now.
I went on a date from an online dating app about a week and a half ago. He was nice, but I knew it wasn't something I would continue to pursue. He paid for the meal. I said thank you, and we went on our way. He texted me the next day a few times, and I tried to be short but polite. He asked if I was busy this past weekend, and I told him that I honestly had just started dating again, and after a long hiatus, might need more time before I'm ready to date again. You're done, buddy.
It's over.
He told me that he got that vibe, that I wasn't into it, but thought he should give it a shot and wondered if I would be honest and appreciated it. We exchanged a few more texts, and he said good luck, and that was that. Well, this week, a week after the date, I get a Venmo request from the guy asking for $15 with a cheeseburger emoji, insinuating that he would like his money back from our first date. I was $15. What kind, where did he take you? Fucking Arby's?
That's the most embarrassing part of the whole thing. If it was like $200, I'd be like, all right,
$15. I was completely shocked, and all my friends think it's nuts. Is this something guys do often? It's never happened to me or a friend, but just curious. Let me know what you guys think. What do you think?
I've actually heard of another experience. I think in a friend of a friend, someone told me that the guy Venmo'd her for the date because he was like angry that she wasn't interested. I think it's a real low move.
Sure.
But I think it's funny. It's also just like funny as Venmo is like a. Like you found them on Venmo and you like, if you need the money that bad, like if I went on a date with someone and then they Venmo'd me for it, I would pay them just because it would be like so sad for them that I wouldn't even go through the trouble of like disputing it.
Yeah. It's, I would just send the money.
Yeah. That's what I'm saying. Yeah.
Let me tell this girl, this happens.
You've heard of it too?
I've heard of this too.
Any guys who have done it?
I don't know any guys who have done it. I'd like to think I wouldn't be friends with someone who would do this.
Right.
Because this person's an egomaniac. That's really what it is.
I feel like it's an insecurity thing. It's like the need for like fairness or something.
Sure.
Yeah.
It's their ego that just got fucking punched in the dick and they feel they need retribution. And they need to be made whole because they were not fucked. This happens, and this is the worst type of human being. This is someone, you're lucky, first of all, to not be with this guy, because this is someone who connects dates to points.
Right.
You know, so like I go on date, I get paid this many points towards dinner, it gets me this many points, I can redeem those points
for sexual favors.
Exactly. Right, this guy is a transactional loser.
Right.
So I So she's lucky. I just said you have to. This is, I think, a great example for how big of an ego guys have. Like, because I know the what you do is if you go on a date with someone, like he goes, "Oh, I pretty much felt that you didn't like me either," is what he said.
Right.
And then then he he writes, and then he's cool with it, but he's like, "Oh, I pretty much know you didn't like me either." At that point, just why the fuck are you still texting her? It's because he still needs to get his transaction paid up.
Right. And right? In that case, it's either like the explanation or the money. The money thing is so, like that.
He doesn't want the explanation.
He said he kind of asked her like for like somewhat of an explanation.
He wrote that he wanted to exchange a few more texts, said good luck, and that was that. So he just wants to be paid up. He's full of cum. He didn't get to cum, so he wants his money back. That he feels his cum is worth. And it's ridiculous. So anyone out there who has this happen, pay and get away from him.
Yeah.
You know, just give the money. And also, if you're out there and you're a guy and you're putting, you know, dollar amounts on dates, don't go on dates. You should be picking up girls at bars and you should be going for cheaper hookups because you're not valuing.
Right. You're not, it's not an investment. You're not getting like your money back.
This isn't, you're looking for a rate of return. Yeah. You know, this is, that's crazy. And it's just like, it's funny. I saw a girl like look at herself in the mirror, like a friend of mine. She looked at herself in the mirror and then she goes, "Look how crazy I look." Like she's like, "Oh, I look so crazy." I was like, "You don't look crazy." And she's like, "I got, you know, this hair and this, that." And then she goes over a litany of things.
Okay.
No guy has ever looked at themselves in the mirror and not said, "I look great."
Really?
Yes. Guys look in the mirror and we don't go, "Oh, I look like a crazy person today," and then go out the house.
We think that all constantly.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah. I see this from women all the time where like they look in the mirror and they go, "Oh, what a wild, crazy witch I look like." And then they just go out. They don't even fix themselves. They're just announcing that they look crazy.
Right.
And it's like a guy looks at himself and goes, "I got to fix my hair a little bit. I'm good. Good to go."
Okay. So Mom said I'm handsome. How does that relate to this scenario?
That's an ego thing. Okay. I'm saying is how...
He's never thinking like I look crazy for Venmoing this person.
No. He's saying... he's trying to get back to even.
Right.
He's saying... And so this, the story is related because I'm trying to let the female listeners know, and I'm not above this, that we are wild egomaniacs.
Have you ever regretted spending a certain amount of money on a date?
Of course. But that was my fault. Right. That wasn't her.
You're not trying to like even it out.
She
after.
Didn't come and look at the menu and order the fucking most expensive thing. I brought her to a restaurant and then that was maybe too much than I didn't want to spend. And I should go back on dates and do it differently the next time.
Right.
But I'm not sitting there like pouting naked in the shower, you know, being like, "Why didn't I get my dick sucked?" You know, like that. I think that's what this guy is doing, is saying, you know, he might have told friends. He might have told other people. Like, you know, there's an ego blow.
I mean, yeah, that's just not the way to approach dates. I mean, for either person, like for guys, like in terms of like what they're getting, like hooking up wise, and for girls, like I think, you know, there's a sense of like there's also a sense of like sex of like something lost, something gained. Like you're giving something up. You're not. It's like you either had a connection or you didn't.
Yeah.
And like,
but this is also why guys are so difficult to dump.
Which is why.
Like, have you ever dumped a guy and then he keeps coming back? He just doesn't get it?
I don't know if I've ever done... Maybe if I didn't done it in a subtle way.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
Guys don't take the subtlety
right,
of a dump.
It needs to be.
Just in the same way that last girl didn't take the subtlety of like... And she wrote in, like, I'm not hammering her. I'm just saying the subtlety of the guy being like, "I'm not connecting with you on Snapchat."
Right.
"I'm just fucking.
I'm just here for right."
Guys don't get the subtlety of, "Let's just be friends."
Right, you have to just be like, "I'm not interested at all."
You have to literally, to dump a guy, you have to take a knife, stick it right through their heart, and push it all the way through.
Which is tough because girls are also taught to be like pretty polite.
They don't want to be mean. They don't want to be a bitch. They don't want to be crazy. But you got to start being a bitch, especially when you want to dump guys. Because, you know, I've seen emails that we've gotten where it's like, "Well, he keeps texting me back." Because guys have been given this ability to, "But I'm funny. I might not be good looking, but I'm funny."
Right.
So, but I have a great job. So we've, throughout history, we've been given this like free pass to have everything not be about our looks.
Okay.
So even if a guy's a dumpy dude,
right.
I'm still great. I have other things going on for me because I'm a guy who's funny.
Right. Plus, there's all those movies and things about the guy just like wearing the girl down, chasing her enough that
totally.
She's just like, he gets her in the end.
So you see a lot of these girls get in situations where the guy, they'll say, hey, I'm not looking to date right now. Like she wrote, I just got out of a thing. She should have written, hey, I had a great time, but we're not the match. Goodbye.
Right.
And no, you know, and that's not being mean. You're being nice by being the dick. It's the reverse of it. Like
right.
when we all talk about the guys being
exactly like
being nice, but not be yeah.
Right. But they should right honesty.
Honesty. I think a lot of women do this thing where they're like, well, you know, and then they keep texting. You got to.
Well, guys do that too. That's what I'm saying. I think it's like a.
You got to dump.
Both people need to be. I think more straightforward.
But a lot of times, guys, and I'm saying this about like we'll keep coming back because oh she wasn't into it that week.
Right.
But next week, you know, and we become very creepy in our attempts to keep coming back. It's the same thing with like, you know, guys will message girls over Facebook that they saw on dating apps.
Right. That's creepy.
That happens all the time.
Yeah, I've never seen that.
Because girls, when they swipe right and don't get a match, they think the guy's already said no.
Right. And guys are like, oh, she just didn't see me.
Hasn't gotten to me yet.
Right.
So that's the difference. That's the ego right there.
Yeah.
So a lot of guys are messaging girls over Facebook and Instagram being like, hey, saw you a couple weeks ago. I'm sure you haven't seen me yet.
Right. Or otherwise, we would have been.
Oh, we'd already be married. Yeah. We'd already fucked already.
Exactly. That's another email. Dear Jared and Jordana, been loving the podcast. Thank you for your insights. Hopefully you guys can shed some light on something for me. Okay, the context. I'm an incredibly sexual person. It's an important part of my life and something I prioritize in relationships and on my own. I've been enjoying the single life in New York City for a while now. I don't date too often, but when I do, it's based on strong physical connection and chemistry. If we have a good time, you can bet the night will end with some great sex. I'm not looking for anything in particular. I'm open to a romantic relationship, a casual relationship, or even just a fun night. Depends on the guy and the connection. But my question to you guys is, knowing that a double standard does exist, even though I wish it didn't, am I doing myself a disservice by having sex on the first date, even if it's something I want as much or more than the guy? How big is the chance that a potential boyfriend will be writing me off early as not girlfriend material because of my high libido? How much do you guys really judge girls off of that? Would love your thoughts.
Is this a fear of yours as well? Have you ever had this fear?
I think that's a fear of every girl. So I think that's a very legitimate fear of like, am I having sex too soon? Should I make it harder? Should I?
Sure.
I think there is an accuracy to that. I think a lot of guys, admitted or not admitted, will have some preconceived judgment of you if you have sex with them too soon, or might just like not be as interested as they might. If you waited, I don't think that's like a totally out of left field thought process.
Here's where I disagree.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Cause I understand that narrative.
Right.
The narrative is if you hold out, if you have sex right away, the guy will say, well, she's an easy get. I don't want to be with an easy girl. That's the narrative.
Right.
And here's where I disagree. And I wrote this down.
Okay.
Okay. Cause I want to get it right. Cause I've had this theory for a long time.
Okay.
I think that, I don't think a guy writes you off because of the sex. The sex gives him a chance to think clearly about whether or not he wants to get to know you.
Right.
So when the sex gets done earlier, you just find out that he doesn't like you earlier. So it's harder to say to yourself, oh, he just doesn't like me personally.
Right. Well, he also doesn't know you as well if you've had sex with him very soon.
But I'm saying,
like, so having delayed intercourse, I think makes the man more likely to get to know you
a fake guy is in most of those. So I wrote, so there's plenty of women out there holding out for who they think they're talking to as a good guy, but that's just the guy who wants to have sex with them. Then that guy gets the sex and he's like, okay, who is this now? And now this girl is just getting that answer faster. So my point to that is to say, like, if I had sex with a girl on the first night, I would go, okay, now let's see what this chick's all about. And then I would be like, oh, your name is what?
Most of the time you're not that into it.
But I'm saying there's a different type of guy that's meeting you before he had sex than the one that's meeting you after sex.
Right. I understand that.
So the point I'm saying, it's easy for you to say, well, if I had just held out, he would have gotten to know the real me. But you wouldn't have gotten to know the real him.
Right.
So I'm saying a lot, this girl, I think, is giving herself the... I'm not trying to like defend the act of having sex on the first day because like I'm like, oh, yeah, so me and my boys can get fucked
right
early. I'm just saying, when I have sex with someone, there is a recalibration of how I'm acting with them. Do I want to keep going out with them? Do I want to spend time that is non-sexual with them? Do I want to spend time that's just sexual with them?
Right.
So I think with this girl, like, I just don't think there's as many guys in this day and age that are walking around going, well, she's been with, fucked me right away, so I don't know. She's probably been with the whole village. I don't think that's like the first instinct. The first instinct is, oh, do I really want to now spend free time with this girl now that I've had sex?
I see what you're saying in that like sense of it. I think on the other hand, if you're thinking about like the girl, right? I think that women naturally become a little bit more attached and almost like in the opposite way, like whereas men can think clearly after they've had sex with someone, women can think clearly much better before they've had sex with someone.
Totally. This is the main issue.
Right. That's the main.
Guys want to have sex, then get to know you. Girls want to get to know you, then have sex.
Right. And then once they do have sex with you, they're more attached, more like into being closer to you after that. So it's more of a matter of protecting yourself, I think, if that tends to be the way that you look at sex. For this girl, maybe she's not like that. Maybe she doesn't get attached from sex.
I agree with that.
So coming from her sense, it's like, if I know I'm the kind of girl that once I sleep with someone, I automatically like them more. There's something about them, just like, it's just like a chemical thing, which it's a proven chemical thing.
Mm-hmm.
I might delay that. Because I don't want to have a skewed view of what's going on here. I'd rather have like a better mental picture of like how well we're connecting before I let myself go there.
Your message, that message is very important. I think that idea of being, okay, what do I like? What am I in this for? How does sex affect me personally? This girl's wondering about the world around her. We can't tell her what every guy is going to think of her if she has sex right away. Does she like sex enough? And can she rationalize her own sexual actions to then go and act in a normal way?
Two.
Can you? If you can't separate the two, you're not a better or worse person. That's just your makeup.
Right.
So I think like so many times we take sex and we put it on the other side. And it's like, why don't you
do does this person think of this?
What will this person think of me doing this?
Right.
Why don't you do, what do you feel from you doing this? You know, reverse the whole look.
Right. If having sex doesn't make you feel like vulnerable towards the other person, if it doesn't heighten the rejection that you might get after you have sex with that person, then sure, like have sex with, again, like, yeah, I don't think it's going to make the guy necessarily like you less, but I think that it's more about like you becoming unnecessarily potentially more attached to that person which isn't real either. That's not the real way you feel about him either. Your body telling you like, mate, and like he's going to take care of your kids,
which is fine, and that's you separating it. And it's one of those things. It's like we all want to like figure out this like math equation to make a very non-math thing work, and it's like I can just tell her this, that you're not, I've never like, you know what makes me I've never slept with a girl on a one night stand and been like, well, fuck this bitch, this slut's getting around the factory. Like, I've never thought that. What I have been unattractive to is hooking up with a girl and then her going, guess you'll never be back here again.
Right.
Like she's like some ghost.
Some like depressing.
Yeah. Like
victim, it's like a very victim-y mentality.
Totally. Right, it's like owning it and owning your own sexuality. This girl, if you and I, because I live in New York, and if you wanted to have sex in the first time, like I'm around, FYI, at Jared Fried on Instagram. So, I kid, sort of. But I'm saying, if you and I were to have a one night stand, and I was like, wow, and then we started texting afterwards, and you were totally like, yeah, that's kind of, you know, I had a great time, and maybe let's see for the future. That's a better, more attractive to me than you saying, hiding from the person you are as a sexual person and not going down that road.
I think you can do whatever you want as long as your expectations are managed accordingly.
Totally.
So it's all about like not like, you know what I mean? There's a certain amount that you can expect from someone after like a certain level of intimacy. And if you're like not, if you're having sex with someone before you get to that level of intimacy, it might go somewhere, but you shouldn't necessarily, if it does, that's great. But I wouldn't expect that that's like necessarily going to happen.
Yeah. And I think a lot of guys want girls that don't use sex as a contract. Right. And I think that's like a very attractive thing to a guy, where like if the more you can not use the sex as a reason for why they have to stay, like it's your fucking kid.
Right.
You know, that really like pushes a guy away, because we're like, oh, well, now I'm in debt as far, you know, it's that transactional thing.
Right. Well, I mean, I guess what I'm saying, I think men can think of it as like it being a contract, and really it's women just protecting themselves. And like sometimes it comes off as a contract, but other times it's like, it's not like, oh, like if you put in this amount of time, I'm going to sleep with you. It's more like, I like want to make sure that we have like a real like respectful connection before I go there, because I know I'm going to feel like much more.
I will say, but I'll say this to this girl on the other end of it. And I think this is worse. And I've been this guy, going on first date, second date, third date, blow job, fourth date, sex.
Okay.
Does make you feel like, and I've been this guy, now I'm in for a month. And okay. Now I'm like, with this person because of the nature of how the sex progressed, and now I have to stay here. You know, now I'm on a 10-day contract I can't get out of.
Okay.
You know, so I do think that, and whether that's right or wrong, but this is the no judgment zone. We do this podcast for a reason. I'm here. I might sound
like
a dick.
Well, you're assuming if you're doing the 3 or 4 date thing, you're like having, before that sexual sure. level, you're having like conversations, you're going to dinner, sure. you're doing something.
But
like,
I've gotten to that fourth date sex and then came and then been like, ah, fuck, where am I? You know,
I'm like, you saying, can't leave now.
Cum is quite a drug. And right. and I've released and been like, oh no, I'm now on a 10-date contract. You know, I got to 4 dates, now I got to get to 10 dates, and then kind of act weird, and then maybe she'll dump me and figure out something's weird. Right. I'm just saying the other yeah. side of it isn't as good. You know, the holdout side is just as bad as the first date side.
Right. I mean, what's the sweet spot then? I guess the sweet spot is like, hopefully, I mean, like, is there no way to get to know a woman without having sex with her?
There is. Like, I don't know. It's just there's no sweet spot. I just think,
what I'm saying. Like, what's the solution here? It's like there's the woman who don't really want to have sex with someone who's gonna like bounce right after, and there's the men who don't want to be held to like not having to do that because they're.
My point is there's no sweet spot. So it's the point to tell this girl, like, hey, listen, if you fuck someone and he ran away, it wasn't because he thought you were a slut. It's because he just didn't want to get with you again. And that would have been right. the same thing if it was 4 months of dating. You just would have you just found out earlier. And that's to say, it's, you know, sometimes you hit it off with someone.
Right.
And it's not, there is no contract.
Well, I think also there is a sense of like, I'm making him get to know me a little more before his brain does that thing. Or like I'm...
Sure.
You know.
Or
if this guy is just looking for sex and I'm not really just looking for sex, then I'm going to weed that guy out
yes.
by not sleeping with him right away.
You have to exhaust him.
Oh, yeah. I mean, in yeah. a sense, it's just like if the guy is only looking to have sex and that's not something that a girl really wants, if she doesn't sleep with him for 2 or 3 dates, then like, and he's gone, then she, one, avoided having sex with someone sure. that only wanted to have sex with her. And two, like, she's like, now weed that guy, and like, now she knows where that guy stands.
I agree with that. I think the other thing is a lot of girls, if you're on that third date, just know that if you don't like them that much, don't go on that fucking third date. You can do it too.
Yeah, that's true.
If you're on TikTok like me, I'm sure you've seen people obsessing over Sol de Janeiro and their perfume mists. Sol de Janeiro's fragrances are inspired by cheirosa, a Portuguese word that means to smell incredibly delicious. Designed by master perfumers, their fragrances are unique and complex. They incorporate high-quality floral, amber, and wood notes with gourmand undertones for a completely immersive fragrance experience. And believe me, they are worth the hype. Cheirosa 62 Perfume Mist, this scent brings the warm feeling of summer to no matter the season, with silky vanilla, subtle florals, and creamy sandalwood for a beachy vibe anytime. It brightens your day. And you got to use the products at night, go out, get your sexy on, get dressed up. I love these mists. And if you've been wanting to try these viral products yourself, there's never been a better time. Right now, Sol de Janeiro is offering listeners 10% off on their first order on soldejaneiro.com and free shipping with code UUP10. That's soldejaneiro.com, promo code UUP10. soldejaneiro.com, promo code UUP10.
Let's play some games.
Let's play some games, yeah. So these games, we have great listener-submitted games.
Yeah, keep sending them in. UUP@betches.com. UUP@betches.com. Also, take a moment, rate, review, subscribe. Do that right now.
And email us at uup@betches.com. That's UUP@betches.com.
So these are games sent by listeners, and they are the deal breakers, right? Red flag or deal breaker.
The first one is from a listener named McKay.
He or she wears driving gloves.
Right. So she was telling a story about her friend. She lives in the city. The guy rents a car. He wears driving gloves, like full gloves, not the ones with the fingers cut off at the end. And he won't drive without them. Her friend was completely turned off by it, but still went on the weekend with him. They both live in the city, so she won't see him driving often. So it isn't a deal breaker to her, but she thought it'd be good for the podcast. I really like that one.
What do you think?
I think it's definitely a red flag. It's weird. Is it like a germ thing?
Who is this? The guy? What is this? Cruel Intentions?
Right?
Is this Ryan Felipe?
Like, I don't know, James Bond? Like, what does he even? I don't know. I don't even understand. Is it like he thinks it looks cool?
It's not. It means he's rich.
Does it?
Driving gloves mean you're rich.
I feel like it means you're rich if your chauffeur's wearing them. It doesn't mean you're rich if you're wearing them.
You don't wear driving gloves with a Toyota Camry. I don't see, you know, you wear it with like a hot rod. Like,
I guess, yeah, I don't know. What is the point of a driving glove?
I guess so you don't get calluses. I could have used a masturbating glove.
He doesn't even live in the,
when
he
I was
lives
in
the city. He rented a car.
But this is how rich he is. He keeps a car in the city. He drives it out. It's like got to be like a little red convertible.
This might actually be like a deal breaker just because it shows that he's like a little too high strung. That he has to wear the gloves. Is this for a girl for you, by the way? Is a girl
if
who's
a
wearing,
girl wore
yeah,
driving?
Yeah, she's wearing driving
I'm fucking
gloves.
Fucking Danica Patrick?
Yeah.
If a girl
Winnie Cooper? Is that Winnie Cooper?
What's that?
Danica Patrick? Is that Winnie Cooper?
No, that's she's a female race car driver.
Oh, okay. That's someone else.
I just think that... For a guy, I would assume that the guy's anal retentive.
Right. That wouldn't really flow with me. I feel like he would have issues with like the disorganization of my apartment.
Yeah. For a girl, I'm assuming she's a lesbian.
She's experimenting with you.
This is for me it's a red flag. Not a deal breaker. Because that means I'm set for life based off of my idea that she's a rich person.
I think it's
this,
like, I don't,
this
I
is
think
what I
again,
have to deal with, I'll deal with
I
it.
Have the feeling that it's like, if you're rich, your chauffeur.
Yeah.
Where I went in a black car once and the guy was wearing driver's
really?
Was wearing gloves and I thought he was going to kill me. But, I don't think the person doing the driving, like
as a woman,
it's like your own car. It's really weird. I
would
know.
Assume that every woman like that watches Lifetime doesn't want to date a guy with gloves that aren't for winter.
It's creepy. I was watching the O.J. Simpson thing. That's definitely made me more anti-glove. Okay, do you want to read the...
They bring their laundry to their mom's house to do for them every 2 weeks. What do you think?
I feel like there are many guys that do that, to be honest.
Yeah.
This
is a male-female one, I feel like.
Yeah, I think I think there's a lot of guys that do that. I think it was weird. I don't know if it'd be a deal breaker, but I would think he's like kind of lazy or like... I wish that he either like paid to send it out or like did it himself.
Yeah.
I feel like that's the lowest of the options. Actually, it's the lowest, I guess, is just not doing it.
Yeah, that's...
it would be a red flag just because I would be like a little concerned with like how dependent he is on his parents.
For me, it's a deal breaker.
Why is that?
Because, I mean, I'm a mess. So I need some level of help in my
that's
everyday
great.
Life.
Her mom is going to do your laundry for
well,
you.
That's the thing. How much of a mess is this girl? Two messes make a bigger mess.
Right. So you're looking for someone who's got the driver gloves.
Yeah. Someone's got to take over for my mom.
Okay.
That I bring my laundry to.
Need someone to organize your lunchbox.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Not someone just as helpless as you.
Yeah. This is why the male-female thing. I think for a guy, this is a red flag or deal breaker. And for a girl, this is like, I could deal.
Okay.
Because girls do. The one thing about having laundry in my house, I have a washer dryer in my
apartment.
Yeah.
That's great.
Women love it.
Yeah.
I didn't know that
that's
this
awesome.
Is such a big deal to women.
It shows you're nesting.
Well, I guess so. Yeah, I guess my nest. But I didn't realize how much women do the wash.
Yeah.
In general.
Everyone's very particular about how they do that too.
I mean, I used to date this girl who would, like, every 5 minutes. That was like a new wash was being done.
You had dinner by the dryer?
By the dryer, yeah. On top of the dryer, candle lit.
Yeah. I do like doing laundry, but...
Women love laundry.
Yeah, it's weird. Okay, they don't have a cell phone.
Deal breaker. Game over.
Son?
Yeah, what do you think?
It's too... I mean, the only person who doesn't... My grandma even has a cell phone. She's... I think it's like two calls.
I know this person that won't use the ATM. Like, they have to go to like a bank.
Why won't they use it?
Because they
don't know how.
It's one of those things. Not having a cell phone is like one of those things where you claim you don't know how to do things. So you just elevate yourself above society by
right.
not doing
those
them
Those people
at all.
Are annoying. It's like, just learn how to do it.
Yeah, they claim it's them being, I'm not tech savvy.
I'm quirky.
I'm quirky. I'm not tech savvy, but it's them being an elitist.
Now I have to deal with your shit.
Yeah, now I'm your fucking assistant and you're checking Google Maps on my phone.
Right. My mom is like that too. She was in the city the other day.
They
like,
relish it.
Right. Where she's like, how do I get, this is when I lived in my own apartment. She's like, how do I get to your apartment? I'm like, it's a grid. The city is a grid. She goes, but give me the direction. I'm like, no, you have a navigation system. It's a grid. Like, figure it out.
Count to 10.
Right.
Yeah.
It's like absurd. Those people, she also doesn't use an ATM machine. It's like, she's a doctor, but she can't use an ATM machine. It's like absurd thing.
It's weird. And you see these certain people and they make you their assistant.
Right. It's like, yeah, you're forced to then make, like, can you book the flights? Like, no, you can book the flights.
Yeah, you
like,
can
get right on. Just get right on the computer.
Yeah.
You know exactly what to do. All right. This has been a great episode.
A pleasure per usual.
Yes. Please don't forget to rate, review, and subscribe.
Touch it. Touch it on iTunes because it shoots it up the charts and it helps us.
And share it with your friends. We love it.
We'll be back next episode.
Bye.
Betches.